Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I climbed a mountain and I turned around.
That's the sweet voice of Stevie Nicks, ladies and gentlemen. Bring us back. One of the great singers, songwriters of our time. Seven till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Wayne Cruz, Vice President of Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. Wayne, tell us about CEI.
CEI, we're about, it's 32 years old now, I believe. We're a public policy advocacy think tank in D.C., focusing on regulation. You know, a lot of groups are doing the war, social issues, taxation. We tend to focus on the regulatory state and trying to roll that back. All the government paperwork, rules and regulations, environmental mandates, and so forth. Well, I was going to say, what you were saying something just earlier about getting the right people in office. And,
yeah,
you know,
because
right now,
because let's be honest, even though lawmakers don't make the regulations, the agencies do. A lot of people don't realize this. And I ran into this week with a friend of mine. She didn't realize that every agency, the leadership of every agency changes every time a new president comes in. And if a Republican comes in, the new leaders of the Department of Commerce, the Department of Labor, Department becomes a Republican. If a Democrat comes in, that new leadership, and I mean not just the top, all the way down through to the other people, managing the career people, those are all, they're going to be Democrats. So elections matter.
They do. Remember, in the last 3 years, President Obama has talked about going around Congress using the pen and phone to get things done.
I've heard that a couple
times. There's always this notion of getting things done in Washington. I want somebody who can get things undone, and I mean that in the proper sense, in the positive sense, who can look at the regulatory state, look at things to roll back, realize we need to liberalize, and there are efforts for that. There are proposals for regulatory reduction commissions. You've got bipartisan sponsors of that. I think there's some hope for it. Just before the break, we had mentioned this RAINS Act that would require Congress to vote on major regulation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is an example of what who's in office matters, and I'm not saying this in a partisan sense because you could have either party do this, but if the pen and phone can be used for liberty, it can also be used to roll back government within the bounds of the rule of law. Just for example, the RAINS Act, which has passed the House in the past two Congresses, would make Congress have to vote to approve every big fat agency regulation.
Yeah.
If it's a big EPA Waters of the United States.
Well, how about making the EPA making carbon dioxide a poisonous gas? Would that qualify?
Exactly. Yes, it would. And you can.
That's so what happened.
Congress would have to approve these
in this administration, folks.
But see, right now, Congress just throws up its hands like, these agencies are out of control. There's nothing we can do. But actually, there is something they can do. They can vote to approve the major rule.
That's the first good step. The next thing we got to do is we got to sunset.
Well, exactly. I agree. I completely agree with sunsets. In fact, I think I'll do a paper on that in your honor this
Thank
year
you.
Because we've talked about this before, and I think it matters a lot.
It's my soapbox.
Just want to say real quick, imagine if we don't pass the RAINS Act again, because we won't. It may not pass the Senate, and even if it did, Obama would veto it. And I've done a recent
We're not familiar with the RAINS Act.
That just stands for regulations from the executive in need of scrutiny. But what it just means is the Congress has to vote on the big rules before they're effective. Agencies can't just issue them. Well, what was interesting was that Romney, in his campaign platform, I dug this up in recent weeks, it said he wanted Congress to have to vote to approve all agency regulations like the RAINS Act. He said, but think about the opposite of the pen and phone. He said, but if Congress doesn't do that, if it doesn't pass RAINS, then I am the president. I'm going to say no agency regulation is going to be finalized unless Congress votes.
And folks, that's the opposite of what we have now.
That's the opposite of what we have now. And within the rule of law, you know, if a statute says the rule's got to go through, then it's got to go through. But if the statute doesn't specify that, if there's agency discretion, a president, whether Democrat or Republican, could say, okay, I'm not going to let this rule go through unless Congress votes to approve it. And I think that's part of the long-term answer, too. The only way to rein in agencies like EPA is to say the regulatory state's the wrong approach.
Right.
If Congress wants an environmental regulation, it needs to vote for one.
I agree.
Not to just...
You know, Wayne, when I talk about these things with my non-business friends, they accuse me of being anti-regulation. oh, what would happen to food and milk and children, babies, toys? And I said, that's not what this is about.
Let me say something about
that. I got 30 seconds. I got 30 seconds, Wayne.
Laissez-faire doesn't mean companies can run wild.
That's right.
Companies have to deal with their suppliers, their business customers, yep. Wall Street, advertisers, the media,
and the regulators.
They have to. All these entities arrayed against
yep.
them. If they
absolutely. Well said. Hey, Wayne, CEI.org, right?
CEI.org.
10,000 commandments, right, folks? You should check it out. There's a great summary there that will blow you away. Wayne, good job. Keep up the good work. Come back soon.
Thank you so much. You too, Jim. You
Wayne
too.
Cruz, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.